This is JIS News. Coming up, government pledges increased financial support for athletes, Weights and Measures Act amended, and police to get additional security equipment. The news in detail after this message.
I am good enough.
I am brave enough.
I am strong enough.
I have had enough.
You've had enough. Report cases of suspected child abuse at the Office of the Children's Registry now. You are strong enough. You are brave enough. You are smart enough. Call 1-888-PROTECT. All calls are confidential.
Human trafficking is a serious thing. Empty promises
is not a game thing and a ring being. Beware, human trafficking, modern day slavery, a worldwide criminal activity.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do about it?
Spot them, stop them, expose them.
Them are destroy the youths. Exploitation in our nation. Open up your eyes.
National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
Now the news. The government is moving to provide increased financial support to athletes leading up to next year's Olympic Games in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. Sports Minister Natalie Nita Headley says following consultations with stakeholders within the sports industry, the government has decided to channel funds originally earmarked for national celebrations towards athlete development.
The sum to be saved will allow support to be given to J3As through the Sport Development Foundation to provide a monthly stipend to a pool of approximately 70 athletes currently in a national program and those going through the developmental process heading into Rio 2016.
The sports minister was speaking at a press briefing at the office of the Prime Minister on Wednesday. Mrs. Nita Headley says the government will be seeking additional financial support in order to ensure this initiative is sustained beyond next year's Olympic Games. Meanwhile, the government is aiming to implement the Jamaican Athletes Insurance Plan, JAIP, by the end of this year. Sports Minister Natalie Nita Headley says a request for proposal inviting eligible entities to submit tenders for the JAIP expires on September 10. She says evaluation of the bids is the next step in the process.
Once the bids are in and the evaluation process completed, the actuaries will make a recommendation to the government, and we expect to be in a position to award a contract for the Jamaica Athlete Insurance Plan by December 2015.
In the initial stage, the JAIP will provide basic coverage for up to 1,500 Jamaican athletes across various sporting disciplines. It is open to all athletes engaged in a national program. The government scheme will include health screening as well as preventive and remedial health care. Vendors, gas station operators, and traders who shortchange customers purchasing goods or commodities will be liable for fines up to $1 million under the revised Weights and Measures Act. Amendments to the Act, which aims to regulate the use of weighing and measuring equipment, were passed in the House of Representatives on Tuesday. Industry, Investment and Commerce Minister Anthony Hilton, in piloting the legislation, said the fines currently imposed are not sufficiently punitive to deter offenders. The fines currently range from $100 to $2,000.
The Act, among other things, establishes mechanism for the standardization of weighing and measuring equipment and imposes penalty for non-conformity with the provisions of the Act.
Industry, Investment and Commerce Minister Anthony Hilton. The bill will be sent to the Senate for approval. And Cabinet has awarded a contract to American firm Armor Express for the procurement of ballistic vests, ballistic helmets, and helmet shields for the Jamaica Constabulary Force. The contract, valued at $771,000, will see the provision of 1,500 ballistic vests, 1,000 ballistic helmets, and 500 helmet shields. Information Minister Senator Sandria Faulkner says the equipment will enhance the safety and protection of police personnel.
The provision and distribution of these critical security equipment to police personnel will provide personal protection and reduce serious injuries while on duty.
Senator Faulkner was speaking at a press briefing at the office of the Prime Minister on Wednesday. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.